A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio and Tom Jostin of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. They keep the Longword Journal with their colleagues, and we're watching the Afghanistan story transform itself from a holding action or garrison action by NATO these many years, decades, into one where the Taliban appears to name the battle and identify the field before it attacks, and then fade back into the countryside where the Afghan National Army does not demonstrate skill set without U.S. support. At the same time, we're watching this. Moscow, Islamabad, Delhi, Tehran, Beijing are watching it, and the other capitals. So I begin with Moscow. Bill, Moscow wants us to know that it is in constant conversation with Tajikistan, not only at the foreign ministry level, but last week there was a report, or in these last days, that the defense secretary, defense minister of Russia, the Russian Federation, commanding a first-rate military in the region, visited Dushanbe, the capital of Tajikistan, and plans an outpost at the border, plans military exercises with the Tajik forces. Unknown scale of what this exercise will be. Does this surprise anyone, Bill, that Russia is back in the story, back in the game, garrisoning the border with Afghanistan, watching the Taliban?
No, it should not surprise anyone who watches the region. Russia has a vested interest in keeping its presence, its influence within the stands, within Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, particularly that border. Afghanistan, the Russians have a very serious concern about the jihadist threat from al-Qaeda and its allies, as well as the Islamic State crossing over into the border of the stands and destabilizing these countries. So, again, it's not surprising that Russia is going to seek to reinforce, to support Tajikistan and other countries as the security situation in Afghanistan devolves. The Taliban pretty much control the entire border from Turkmenistan to Uzbekistan to Tajikistan. And while the Taliban, you know, says that it won't allow these foreign groups that operate on its soil to launch attacks and conduct operations in neighboring countries, everyone in the region, the Chinese, the Russians, nobody believes this. And so it's ironic that the Taliban at one point in time was providing weapons and some low-level support to the Taliban operating along the borders in order to try to keep that. The Russians felt they could contain that problem, keep the Taliban on their good side. But, you know, these chickens look like they're coming home to roost, and the Russians are now forced to recommit to increase its support for governments like Tajikistan.
Tom, Pakistan, Islamabad, it's two-faced, I understand, but I have reason to believe that it is also threatened. At the same time, it is the home of the Taliban Pakistan version and the Haqqani network. At this point, Pakistan is not a single player. India is involved, and I wanted to read from a recent essay by a former army commander, an Indian army commander from the Western Command. He writes, Indian priorities should be, one, forge ties with Taliban in discreet manner. Two, convince Taliban and tribal bodies to spare Indian-built infrastructure from destruction. Three, retain goodwill through scholarships and training. Four, safeguard interests of traditional allies, Tajiks, Uzbeks, Ismailis, and Hazaras, all of whom are threatened not only by the Taliban's takeover, but also by the element within ISIS. Tom, is this realistic on India's part? Can it maintain relations with the Taliban over these many years, or is it now going to be vulnerable to a reinvigorated Pakistan terror groups to be attacking India? I can't read this map, Tom.
Well, I think India has a lot to be concerned about when it comes to the jihadis in Afghanistan, because as Bill and I have argued for years, what happens in Afghanistan doesn't stay in Afghanistan. And there are already multiple pieces of evidence showing that jihadis operating in Afghanistan, including Al-Qaeda and its regional wing or regional branch, Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, are very much looking to use the advances in Afghanistan to fuel their jihad in Pakistan, Kashmir, and India, in particular in India. And we've already seen in recent weeks there was a plot by a guy, and very tellingly, his nom de guerre is Umar al-Hammadi, meaning he's from Helmand, Afghanistan, or at least has operated in Helmand, Afghanistan. This plot involved al-Qaeda operatives, alleged al-Qaeda operatives in India who were looking to commit suicide bombings. And this was just broken up in recent weeks. And this is the latest indication that al-Qaeda has already repositioned itself to export more terror to India in the months and years to come.
Bill, back to Herat City, why I found it so significant, your write-up of the Taliban's offensive. I have not seen, and I wonder if the Taliban is boasting about opening conversation with the Islamic Republic of Iran. If India says that it is, if Indian military retires are saying we need to talk to the Taliban, have you seen anywhere that Iran is talking to the Taliban? We know China is. We know Russia's talking about the Taliban. Have you seen anything about Iran, Bill?
Yeah, absolutely. The Taliban have sent high-level delegations to Iran to discuss regional issues within the last several weeks. However, the Iranians have directly supported the Taliban particularly along its border. That's one way of extending its influence. There's an IRGC command within Quds Force known as the Ansar Corps, which operates in eastern Afghanistan. Taliban leaders are based there. There's an entire Taliban Shura based out of there. The IRGC has trained Taliban fighters, armed them, given them cash, even paid bounties to have Americans and Westerners and even Afghan police officials and others assassinated. So the Iranians have had an extensive influence campaign and direct support for the Taliban in Afghanistan for well over, for nearly two decades now. So this is nothing new. It's unsurprising that I want to be clear, the Iranians and the Taliban, the alliance is complicated, but there's an alliance there nonetheless. The Iranians wanted the United States out of Afghanistan. It's gotten its wish, and now it's going to have to reap the whirlwind that comes from that, because the Taliban historically they've been known to slaughter the Hazara, which are Shia Afghans. So this is something that the Iranians are concerned about. But the Iranian influence, I think, with the Taliban is probably in some ways designed to mitigate that problem, as well as create an alliance with a group that it believes is going to dominate Afghanistan.
Bill Rajo, Tom Jostin, The Long War Journal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. The Taliban, in short, are being treated as if they're the U.S., British, Canadian, and French army marching into Paris in 1944. Celebrated. This is CBS Eye on the World. We're going to East Africa when we come back. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the East and North sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.